Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you, as always, to a new edition. In this program, I'm going to make it short and hopefully sweet and hit the spot. The credit for this information goes to a couple of sources. Originally to Bill George and Zach Clayton, who wrote an article for the Harvard Business Review under leadership development. And this information comes from Successful Leaders Are Great Coaches. So you can understand why here at Leader Manager Coach, I kind of jumped on this. Secondly, I'd like to credit one of the people who has been on the Leader Manager Coach podcast previously as a guest and did a great interview, Evan Burke. Evan Burke from the United States of America, who at a very young age achieved an amazing amount of success as a coach. And it's to Evan that I give the credit for highlighting this, but I wanted to make sure that this phenomenal information for leaders, managers, and coaches was shared and was out there. And I'd like to summarize it. So this is an article in the phenomenally renowned Harvard Business Review. And it talks about how leadership is evolving and a particular type of leadership where leaders are also coaches. And so you'll see where this resonates with leader, manager, coach. And hopefully this will help you see a real few key things. One of the first things the article starts off with, which I absolutely love, is the phrase that your title makes you a manager. So you could be called the head coach or the manager or the managing director. So your title makes you a manager, but your people make you a leader. So what that's saying is, at the risk of stating the obvious, you're only a leader if you are a leader in the minds of those you lead. You may be a leader in your own mind, but that doesn't really make you a leader. It makes you think you're a leader. So where does this coaching fit in? Well, there is an acronym for the word coach, C-O-A-C-H, that this article highlights, where great leaders have demonstrated and are demonstrating how using this acronym is helping people, organizations, and individuals to reach their goals. So we're going to quickly go over it, as I said, in this short episode. So the C, what does the C stand for? Amazingly enough, in the cutthroat world of elite sport, elite business, where profit and victory are paramount, otherwise people lose their jobs. The C stands for care. Care, because people don't care what you know, ladies and gentlemen, until they know how much you care. You only listen to people and invest in people if you trust them. And the care, under the care letter, comes the building that understanding and trust. Relationships. And the longer I get on in life, the more I realize it is relationships that are the key. If you want to be a great salesperson, build relationships. Don't try and sell products. You will sell products because you are a great relator. Spend time getting to know people and show that you genuinely care. Not pretend that you care so that you can be successful. Find a way to genuinely care. O, organize. As a manager, as a leader, one of your jobs will be to organize. And that will be to put round pegs in round holes and square pegs in square holes. If you are a leader of a team, you will need somebody who has the attributes of a great goalkeeper, a great fullback, a great centre half, a great centre forward, a great central midfielder, who can show the role and responsibility and do it. If you are the business leader, you will need somebody who's great with ideas. But then you will need somebody who's great at implementing those ideas. Then you will need somebody who's great at finishing those projects. And then you will need somebody who's like the glue that brings everybody together. You'll need the lone workers and you'll need the socialites.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
Your job is to organize and put people, as the Harvard Business Review says, in their sweet spot. And great managers and great leaders have often been able to see where people fit in. And a tweak here and a tweak there is a change of role and responsibility. One person just jumps to mind for some reason, Ray Kennedy, who was a forward player for Arsenal in the 60s and 70s, came to Liverpool and became an amazing midfielder. It happens all the time. The A in coach stands for align. George and Clayton talk about getting people to unite around a common vision. People want to have a purpose. People want to have a meaning. Your job is to explain, show, demonstrate, and bring to life the vision that everybody will die for. They will put their own neck on the line for it, and they will invest in it fully. You have to explain that. You have to show it. You have to make it alive for them, and you have to show where they matter to its completion and its success. It has to be more than just your goal. It has to be theirs. And if everybody comes together, the rest will look after itself. The C stands for challenge. You know, in this 21st century, there's an awful lot of ethos around making life easy, making life comfortable, not upsetting people, and not hurting people's feelings. Unfortunately, in my humble opinion, challenging people to be their best as an ethos is suffering as a result. It is not okay, seemingly, in the general population to allow people to suffer and grow and get stronger. It's okay to help them. It's a fine line between being a caring person and smothering people. The world is awash with well-meaning but helicopter parents and sisters and brothers and managers and leaders who sweep up and do the work and get exhausted while other people feel unfulfilled. You have to challenge people and summon people's best. As a personal experience and as a relatively experienced professional coach, I've just had an experience where I've worked with somebody who was an excellent coach. But in working together, the balance was completely off kilter in the fact that I wasn't allowed to do anything near what I was capable of. The other person dominated the situation as they were the head coach, and I was left frustrated, twiddling my thumbs, and a great big ball of unrealized potential when I could have been helping people. You have to challenge people and give them their head so that they can get out of themselves the very best they can. And lastly, the H, help. You have to help people and facilitate them to solve problems and then celebrate the successes. You have to engage with people and allow them to evolve and inspire them, but at the same time help them so that they become, in their own mind, the people that did it. I think it was the great Sun Tzu, the Eastern philosopher, who said, "The greatest leaders are those who, when the task has been accomplished, the people turn round and say, ah, we did it ourselves." The disappearing leader. But you have to help. So there we are, folks. The great leaders who are also great coaches. C for care. O for organize. A, align. C for challenge. And H for help. Become the great leader you can be and the great coach. And let's not get too hung up on putting them into pigeonholes or pockets. Credit to Bill George, professor at Harvard Business School, and Zach Clayton, a founder of a CEO and CEO, sorry, of Three Ships, a marketing technology company, and as I said earlier, Evan Burke. Thank you, and fill your boots, folks. Catch you later. Bye-bye.